This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A federal trial begins Tuesday in a lawsuit against Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative maps. As Sean Johnson reports, the Democrats challenging the maps hope to set a new national standard to prevent partisan gerrymandering.
In some ways, Wisconsin has been here before. Republicans drew these maps in 2011. Democrats sued. And in 2012, a panel of federal judges mostly upheld the maps. Under normal circumstances, that would be the end of the story. But the case going to trial today is not normal. And the Campaign Legal Center's Jerry Hebert, who's one of the lawyers seeking to overturn these maps, says Wisconsin's redistricting experience was anything but typical.
Wisconsin is the most extreme partisan gerrymander in the United States in the post-2010 cycle. It's really out there. It's about as far out from what you would consider to be fair as you can imagine.
Legislatures get a chance to redraw their political districts every decade after the census. When state government is divided between Republicans and Democrats, they usually don't agree on a map, and the job falls to a court. But when one party runs everything in state government, it can draw the map it wants, which is exactly what happened in 2011. Nobody really disputes that Republicans drew a map that benefits them. What Hebert and others are trying to prove in this case is that Republicans got too partisan, and in the process violated the constitutional rights of Democratic voters.
I think we have found the way in this case to really cleanse a big stain on our democracy that has existed for a long time, but has gotten really exacerbated in the last couple of decades.
University of California Irvine election law professor Rick Hassan says the fact that a federal court is even hearing this case is a big deal, not only for Wisconsin, but potentially the nation. The last time the U.S. Supreme Court addressed this issue, the court was split on whether to step in and stop partisan gerrymandering. Justice Anthony Kennedy was open to the idea if someone could come up with a way to measure how much partisan gerrymandering is too much. Hassan says this case aims to fill that gap.
It's hard to win any partisan gerrymandering case given the history, but what this case is trying to do is to come up with a new theory that could overcome all of the objections that have been raised so far.
Essentially, the coalition challenging Wisconsin's map came up with a new metric to measure partisanship. The Campaign Legal Center's Ruth Greenwood says it's called the efficiency gap, and it compares raw vote totals to actual wins.
If you look at the total number of votes between the parties, they're relatively similar. You know, Wisconsin's a competitive state. You tend to get between 49 and 52% one way or the other. The number of votes is similar. But when you add up the ones that are contributing to victories, they're very different.
Republicans drew the map so that they're very efficient at making their votes translate to victories, while Democrats end up wasting votes. In 2012, even though Democrats cast far more total votes in all races for the state legislature, Republicans cast more votes where it counted and won far more seats. The efficiency gap puts a number on this phenomenon, and it's especially pronounced in Wisconsin. Plaintiffs, like Democratic voter William Whitford, a former UW law professor, say that treats them unequally based on their political beliefs.
Basically, it's the apportionment that's deciding the result of the elections, not the voters.
The State Department of Justice, which is defending the maps, notes that they were already upheld under traditional redistricting principles. DOJ lawyers say this case should fail because it's a radical redefinition of gerrymandering. It's undoubtedly different. And it's an argument a panel of three federal judges has said it's willing to consider. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.